RadioMD.com. It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Royson, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. I have the real privilege of interviewing great guests, but no one is better. No one has done more for medicine in my mind in the last 30 or 40 years, despite all the rapid advances in everything. No one, I think, has done more than Dr. Dean Ornish, as he's demonstrated that lifestyle changes can reverse coronary artery disease and either slow or stabilize prostate and probably breast cancer. Dean, thanks for coming on.
Well, Mike, I would say right back at you, and thank you for having me on as well.
And the Ornish program for reversing heart disease is now reimbursed by Medicare and is spreading across the country, including in Cleveland as well as in San Francisco area where you started. And I know it's in places like Omaha and Pittsburgh. How many cities is it in?
I think we've trained about, I've kind of lost count now. It's somewhere between 30 and 50, but we're kind of on the steep part of the curve. We've been contacted by over 7,000 doctors and healthcare professionals who want us to train and certify them. So, as you know, we're really trying to create a new paradigm of healthcare rather than sick care, something you and I have been working on for close to four decades. And I think that there's a convergence of forces that finally make this the right idea at the right time, in part because the limitations of high-tech medicine are becoming more well-documented. As you know, the randomized trials have shown that in stable patients, stents and angioplasties, for example, really don't work. They don't prolong life or prevent heart attacks and so on. Treatments for prostate cancer benefit a relatively small percentage of men who have early-stage prostate cancer. Maybe the New England Journal of Medicine calculated 1 out of 49 men, and the other 48 often become maimed in the most personal ways. They're impotent or incontinent or both. And the drug treatments for diabetes to get your blood sugar down, the ACCORD study and the NAVIGATOR study in the New England Journal found that lowering your blood sugar with drugs didn't prevent the horrible complications of type 2 diabetes. But if you can get it down through diet and lifestyle, as we've shown and you've shown, you can prevent all of them. So at the same time that the limitations of high-tech approaches, drugs and surgery are becoming clear, the power of these very low-tech, low-cost lifestyle interventions is also becoming clear. And as we move into these new models of reimbursement through Obamacare, whatever one thinks about it, it's really turning all the incentives on their ear. So in the past, in a volume-based fee-for-service environment, the more operations you do, the more stents you put in, for example, the more hospitalizations you have, the longer people stay in the hospital, the more money is generated. But now it's more, here's a bundle payment, you get to keep what's left over. So the fewer procedures and operations and hospitalizations, the more revenue there is. So I think that finally, after almost four decades of doing this, we're really beginning to see meaningful changes.
Now, Dean, tell us what the lifestyle program involves. So we have a couple of people have emailed us already and said, what does it involve? Obviously, it involves food, but what else does it involve?
Well, yes, there are four components to it. It's basically a whole foods. Well, there's two aspects of the program. There's one for preventing disease and one and just staying healthy, and the other is for actually reversing disease. And this new field of lifestyle medicine, which is lifestyle as treatment, I think in our work, most of what we focused on has never been done before. We were able to show for the first time we could reverse, not just help prevent, but actually reverse, as you indicated, heart disease, early stage prostate cancer, type 2 diabetes, changing your genes, even begin to reverse aging at a cellular level by lengthening telomeres. And it was the same lifestyle program for all of these. And I know with all this interest in personalized medicine, it's interesting that we found that the same program, which I'll describe in a moment, could reverse all of these conditions. And the more closely people followed it, the better they got, both in how they felt and in every measure we looked at. So it's basically for reversing disease. It's a whole foods, plant-based diet, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, soy products, in their natural, unrefined forms, preferably organic, and also low in refined carbs and sugar. It's not low carb versus low fat, it's really both. Also moderate exercise, like walking a half an hour a day, various stress management techniques, including yoga and meditation. And perhaps most important, even though it's the part most people don't think very much about, is social support, love and intimacy and community. So to simplify it even further, you know, eat well, move more, stress less, and love more.
And now you talked about diabetes and heart disease. Let's talk a little bit about prostate cancer and also about breast cancer. So what's often found for prostate is usually found for breast, but I know a lot of the study is in breast cancer. Tell us about the data you have accumulated with prostate cancer.
Well, we found, for example, that we did a randomized controlled trial of men who had early stage prostate cancer. And we did this
and
in collaboration.
Dean, just to interrupt for just a quick second.
Sure.
Since although many of our listeners are sophisticated, randomized controlled trials are the gold standard. They're what all of us want to do. They're really, you take a group of people and you allocate some to one treatment and some to another, and then you look at over years what happens. Go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, I appreciate the chance to clarify that. So we took men who had early stage prostate cancer and who had decided for reasons unrelated to our study not to be treated conventionally. And the reason was is that way we could then randomly divide them into two groups, ask one group to make intensive lifestyle changes but not the other group, and then we could look at the effects of lifestyle changes alone without being confounded by the usual chemo and radiation and surgery. And we did the study in collaboration with Dr. Bill Fair, who at the time was the chair of urology at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York, and the chair of UCSF, University of California, San Francisco, Dr. Peter Carroll. And what we found was that after a year, that the people who made these lifestyle changes got better. Their PSA, which is a marker for prostate cancer, went down significantly, whereas it went up or got worse in the control group. And these changes were in direct proportion, again, to the degree of lifestyle change. The more people followed our lifestyle program, the lower their PSA went. But as you know, other things can reduce or affect PSA levels besides prostate cancer. So we sent some of their blood to a lab at UCLA where they added it to a standard line of prostate tumor cells growing in tissue culture in Dr. Aronson's lab. And they found that the tumor growth was actually inhibited 70% compared to only 9% of the control group, and 70% is pretty good, and again, in direct proportion to the degree of lifestyle change. And we did a test called MR spectroscopy. It's a new type of MRI scanner that measures the actual activity of the prostate cancer and found that it was diminished substantially in the people who made these changes. And finally, none of the people who went through our program needed surgery or radiation during the first year, but six of the control group patients did. So this was the first and still is, as far as I know, the only randomized trial showing that lifestyle changes alone may slow, stop, and even reverse the progression of men with early stage prostate cancer. And as you indicated, most doctors believe that what's true for prostate cancer will likely be true for breast cancer. And I think it's important because right now, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force of the government said, gosh, maybe we shouldn't even be screening men for prostate cancer, because once a guy finds out he has prostate cancer, and by the way, up to half of guys in their 50s have it, and up to 80% of guys in their 80s have it. But most of these guys are going to die with prostate cancer rather than from it. But once a guy knows they have it, they want to do something about it, even if the treatment is worse than the disease. And so we offer people a third alternative between doing nothing and doing treatments that might maim them in the most personal ways, namely changing lifestyle.
When we come back, Dean, I want to go into how you find out where these centers are that already have been trained and are able to help people with heart disease, with prostate cancer, and with diabetes, since Medicare and many other insurance companies are now paying for it. And I also want to talk a little bit more about the longer term. So you gave us the one-year follow-up. But the longer-term follow-up is equally impressive, and so people should know about that. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show. We're talking with Dr. Dean Ornish of the Ornish Program for Reversing Heart Disease. We'll be right back.
You want to focus. You need to focus. You need focus, nutritional energy from Action Energy. Focus makes work easy because it helps you stay on topic and focus your mind and energy to get the job done right. With its special blend of green tea, coffee beans, ginseng, caffeine, B12, and other key vitamins and minerals, this energy shot is just what's needed to keep you focused, stay alert and sharp, and make work easy. Now that I like. Check out the complete line of Action Energy Nutritional Energy Shots available at selected retail stores. Or go to ActionEnergyAE.com and check out Focus. Go to ActionEnergyAE.com for more information. Action Energy is the proud sponsor of Drs. Oz and Roy's and Articles and Health Tips on Radio MD.
Only half of adults in the U.S. get the 2.5 hours per week of aerobic physical activity recommended for health benefits. Walkers are more likely to get the recommended amount. More adults are walking, but better spaces and more places are still needed. Communities can promote walking when they create long-range plans, such as master plans, and design safe streets for walkers. Communities can also ensure sidewalks and paths are in good repair and have easy-to-read signs. Employers can create walking programs, encourage walking breaks and meeting, and identify nearby paths or routes. Increase your physical activity by starting a walking group. Participate in local planning for walking paths and new sidewalks, or work with parents and schools to encourage walking to school where it's safe. For more information, visit www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Michael Roizen, MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. So we have a couple of things from emails, Dr. Dean Ornish, that we're talking to that are directed at him, and I'm going to answer one of them. It says, what makes Dr. Ornish so different, so much better than the other docs who practice lifestyle medicine? And what really did it is he, and why did you nominate him for a Nobel Prize, one of the comments said. And as I said, the reason I nominated him is because he not only practiced it, but he demonstrated in these randomized controlled trials, the most important trials, that this works at reversing heart disease. And then he was persistent enough to get it so that Medicare would pay for it, which is really where you get changes. Docs make changes when they can get paid for doing something. And Dr. Ornish was able to get that to happen despite what I would call large opposition from the Medicare organization itself that said it really only wanted to do treatments and was everyone who was going to sit under a pyramid going to get paid for this. And he really was persistent and consistent in making the data excellent to be able to get that. And so what is really different about what he did is that he was able to how do I call it, to get it so that it was
reimbursable,
incredibly powerful data, so that even the Medicare and other physicians couldn't say no to it. Dean, and one of the other letters is where does, and we have a, as you probably know, we're on 34 terrestrial stations as well as on the internet, but a lot of the stations are in places where people are relatively elderly, such as in Tampa and Orlando and Miami, and in Florida. And not that Florida doesn't have young people, but it's also got a whole bunch of people who probably want this. And so this email came from Tampa listener who says, how do I find out a program in Tampa with this? And maybe you can tell us how you find out all the programs with it.
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you so much for your kind remarks. They mean the world to me, especially because I have such respect and admiration for what you've done in so many different ways at the Cleveland Clinic, as well as by educating millions of people through your books and radio shows and lectures and so on. We have a website that's just ornish.com, O-R-N-I-S-H.com. Everything on there is free. There's lots of information. The research manuscripts are there, the instructional videos, cooking classes, yoga, stress management. My wife, Ann, has guided meditations on there. She designed the website. She has a way of making everything she touches beautiful, which is an amazing gift to have, and thoughtful and intelligent. There's an online community of people. There's all information about recipes, menus, how to shop, how to cook, et cetera, et cetera. It's all there, really, as well as information on the programs that we've trained in various parts of the country. And we've only been, we started training sites a while ago through our nonprofit institute. And one of the painful lessons we learned, I thought if we just did good science, that would be enough. And it was clear that if it's not reimbursable, it's not sustainable. That's what led me on this 16-year journey from Medicare to cover our program. We're very grateful now that they are covering it. And now that Medicare is paying for it, most of the other insurance companies are as well. But we're really on the steep part of the curve of training people. We're training people and sites around the country. They're all listed on the website, on the ornish.com website, but there'll be many, many more to follow. In the meantime, many people can do this just from everything that's free on the website itself. And we,
and
by the way, we, and we
know,
partnered with
there
a company, we partnered with a company called HealthWays to be able to make this available to as many people as we can, as quickly as we can.
And do you know, is there one, since we got asked that specifically, in Tampa?
Not at this time, but we are expanding quickly through Florida, and hopefully before the end of the year, we will have one.
Good. Okay, well, I will hope that I will email that listener who didn't email us that not yet, but soon.
Yes, stay tuned on the website.
Great. Now, tell us about you. You've had longer-term results. You might not have even published them yet, but longer-term results in prostate cancer. And how long the study's been going a number of years now, and at least the way I saw the data, and it may have been just at a presentation, it looks still very, very impressive.
Well, that's true. There are over five times as many people underwent surgery or radiation compared to those who went through our lifestyle program. So, and we also have long-term data on the heart disease. We found there was some reversal after 1 month. There was even more reversal after a year, and even more reversal after 5 years. So in general, we're finding that the more you do this and the longer you do it, the more you improve in every way we can measure at any age. And, you know, it's so interesting that the more mechanisms we look at to try to explain why these patients are getting better, the more we find to explain that. You know, people often tend to think that advances in medicine need to be something really high-tech and expensive, like a new drug or laser or operation. And we're finding that these same simple lifestyle changes, like, well, how powerful could that be? Well, pretty powerful indeed. Not only can we actually reverse all these conditions, but also we found that, as we briefly mentioned earlier, that when you change your lifestyle, it actually changes your genes. Over 500 genes in just 3 months, we found turning on the good genes that protect us, turning off the bad genes, particularly what are called oncogenes, cancer-causing genes that are linked with prostate, breast, and colon cancer. Hundreds of them downregulated or turned off within just 2 or 3 months, which we published with Greg Venter in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. And there's, as you mentioned earlier, there are telomeres that the Nobel Prize in Medicine went to Dr. Elizabeth Blackburn and her colleagues for discovering telomeres, which are the ends of our chromosomes that control how long we live. They're like the plastic tips on the end of shoelaces that keep them from unraveling. They keep your DNA from unraveling. And as our telomeres get shorter, our lives get shorter. Well, we found that we could actually lengthen the telomeres, in a sense, reversing aging at a cellular level. And the more closely people followed our program, the longer their telomeres got. So I think these findings are really giving people new hope and new choices they didn't have before.
And it's really important to know there's a difference between getting telomeres lengthening this way and getting them lengthening by taking, for example, telomerase. At least Elizabeth Blackburn pointed out that that this way was much more likely to cause appropriate telomere lengthening, that is, to extend life,
right,
as opposed to inappropriate telomere lengthening, which you may hear about, which somehow is associated with an increased
cancer
risk.
That's right. So, and we also are about to publish the first study showing that when cancers grow, they secrete substances that cause blood vessels to grow to feed the tumors. And we found that we can inhibit that as well. Drugs like Avastin can do that, but they're like $100,000 a year per person to take. We can do it simply by changing lifestyle.
So this is Ornish.com. You can find all the research. You can find resources of where these programs are. Dean, thanks very much. You do deserve the Nobel Prize.
I'm so glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God. Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.